What we do is to do hands-on treatment to make historic documents that document the history of our country last as long as possible. And they run the gamut from what seem to be very mundane records but may pertain to important people or even to you and me and our relatives, up to and including the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights. So we have an immense quantity of records we're responsible for preserving and, if needed, providing hands-on conservation treatment.
And in a way, somebody's played you in the movies.
Well, that's right. There was a movie a few years ago called National Treasure, the first one that came out. And in that
Nicolas
movie,
Cage, of course, and he actually steals the Declaration of Independence, if I remember correctly.
Actually, he does what you could call a preemptive stealing to protect it from the really bad guys.
Right.
It got quite complicated. But there is a character in there, very attractive, Diane Kruger, blonde, and very well coiffed, who we like to think is one of us. But that's actually pretty far from the reality.
What I heard was your virtual twins.
Well, the light's low. Yes.
Have you actually? Does anyone touch the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution? I mean, those are documents, of course, that everyone knows. Everyone loves to come and see, but one doesn't actually imagine anyone ever touching them.
Well, and you know, that's right. For probably 99% of the time, they've been at the National Archives, have been sealed in, hermetically sealed in what we call encasements that are filled with inert gas. So for the past 50-odd years, they came to the National Archives in the early 1950s. They have not been touched, but they've been on display so that the public could see them, I think it's 364 days a year. But there was a time in the late 90s when we knew we would have to close the rotunda for renovation, and we realized that was our golden moment because we felt that the 1950s encasements had become outdated and there were new technologies, and so we did open them. And I'm one of just a handful of people who can say they've actually touched those documents because we did conservation treatment.
Oh, my goodness. Do you not wash that hand that got to touch it? I mean, it has to.
Good question. We always wash our hands very, very carefully before we touch them. And at times, it's safer to actually touch them with clean, bare hands than to have gloves on because that impedes your ability to have real safe grip.
I of course have seen the documents in their sealed form. I mean, it has to be awe-inspiring to be in front of it in a real way. I mean, almost unbelievable.
Well, it was unbelievable, and I have to say, you know, I started out of graduate school working for the National Archives as a fairly young new conservator, and I never dreamed that I would have this responsibility or this honor. It was just mind-blowing when it became clear we would have the opportunity and we would have a small team that would work on them. But that's one of the wonderful things about working for the federal government. You don't know what opportunities may lie ahead.
As you talk to folks about your job, maybe when you're first meeting them, do you find that people have misconceptions about the work that you do, even the National Archives?
Well, it's true that the general public does not quite understand what different government agencies do, and the National Archives' mission is to preserve the records of the U.S. government. And people don't quite get that because we have an exhibit program, and so they sort of think we're like the National Gallery and the Smithsonian, just an exhibiting organization. But no, we're keeping vast quantities of federal records.
And I know that there's, in fact, we just had a friend who was in town from Ohio and was at the National Archives because she's doing research into her family and understanding, and the only place that those records exist are at the National Archives, and she was telling us about these documents and even old photographs that are 125 years old, where you can actually see things about your ancestors. Again, can't find it anyplace else.
Well, we have the, we're, I'm sure, the largest national archives in the world. We have incredible resources, and many people find it an invaluable place to research genealogy and family history. We are growing, though. I want to say that there's more and more of this material that we're working with partners to have available online so that in the future, your relative will be able to, we like to say, wearing her bathrobe, sitting at her home computer, be able to pull up more and more information by going to websites that our partners host online to make it possible for people anywhere in the world to access important records.
When you tell, I mean, there has to be a certain jealousy amongst other people who do conservation work when you tell them that you've been able to actually touch documents like the Constitution, like the Declaration of Independence. I mean, that's, in the conservation world, that has to be like the nirvana.
Well, you know, it's a little like family.
Yeah.
We love our records best of all, but, you know, the people at the Smithsonian, they love the Star Spangled Banner. And, you know, We love the charters, and that's our great love. So We all have, you know, it's a work of passion and really loving and wanting to make things last as long as possible.
And as I talk to feds over the years, it's the mission that drives them to this work and this mission of making that information available over, you don't even think in terms of tens of decades, you think in terms of hundreds of years. My goodness.
For the charters, we actually think in perpetuity. So it's an immense challenge, but you're right. There's a sense of mission and a sense that it's really worthwhile, and that we want these documents in particular to be available for our grandchildren's grandchildren. It's, you know, in perpetuity. They're that important.